This is John Fisher for the Ultimate Practice Builder for New York Injury Lawyers. Today, we're very lucky to have Adam Witte, who's the founder and chief executive officer of Advantage Media Group based in Charleston, South Carolina. Adam is Advantage Media Group is a publisher, international publisher of business, self-improvement, and professional improvement books. Adam has been featured in The Wall Street Journal, Investor's Business Daily, Fortune Magazine, Fox, and ABC. He's been listed in the Inc. magazine's 30 Under 30 in 2011 of America's Coolest Entrepreneurs, and he is also, his company is among the Inc. 500 5000 list of fastest growing companies in America in 2012 and 2013. He is also the author of a book in 2013 called Book the Business, which he wrote with Dan Kennedy, the direct response marketing guru. So Adam, thank you for being with us today.
John, it's absolutely my pleasure.
What I'd like to do, first of all, is the lawyers listening to this podcast are thinking, why on earth would I need a book for my practice? And I've been in meetings with my partner, my former partners, and when I first got the idea of writing a book, they looked at me like I had three heads, and they sort of looked at me and said, and they all laughed, and they said, why on earth would we use a book to grow and develop our law practice? And over time, what I've realized is that it is a way of differentiating your practice and building expert credibility. But I'd like your view on that. What are the benefits of having a book for a lawyer who wants to develop his law practice?
Well, John, first let me say that you're one of the few attorneys in America that truly gets it. And the first thing that you realize is that you have to market and promote yourself, because you can't just count on the phone to ring. You have to make the phone ring. And you know, every attorney in America, and I know that there's over 1.2 million attorneys throughout the country, unfortunately, there's a sea of crowdedness. And in 2014 and beyond, the one thing that consumers are looking for when they hire an attorney is they want to hire the best. They want to hire the leader in the field. They want to hire the expert. And at the end of the day, in any community, whether it's Charleston or whether it's New York City, when you open up the phone book, regardless of the category of law that you might practice, when you open up the phone book, there are, if not dozens, perhaps hundreds of attorneys that do exactly what you do. And so to the consumer, you all look the same. It's all apples to apples. Now, you may have went to Harvard, and everybody else may have went to a state college, and that's what makes you better. But when the consumer's looking through the phone book, they think you're the same as everybody else. And so the smart attorney, the savvy attorney, they are saying, how do I dramatically differentiate myself from everybody else? And how do I literally become the leader in my field? And the bottom line, John, is that authoring a book, becoming a published author, is one of the quickest, most certain ways to dramatically differentiate, to stand on a pedestal above all of your competitors, and to be perceived as the thought leader and the expert on your topic. Because if you weren't an expert, how in the world could you have possibly written a book about the subject?
Right, exactly. And so let's say the lawyers on this call say, okay, we buy into this. I've got a book. But what do I do next? I mean, it's nothing to really just have a book. What can they do with the book to develop their practice and grow the practice?
Yeah, so we've got a book. Now, how the heck do we market and monetize the book to use it as a tool to grow our practice? And there's myriad ways that you can do that, and I'll just shoot off a couple of them. The first thing is use the book in your marketing. Instead of marketing your practice, market your book. If you advertise through radio, through television, through direct mail, use the book as the lead generation offer instead of having somebody call your office to make an appointment. That's a really scary thing for most people, but giving you their name and their contact information to get a copy of your book, whether it's the printed book, which is my preference, or even an electronic version of your book, it's really good bait. And John, as you and I both know, the better bait that you have, the more likely you are to attract the critter that is most appealing to you. So use the book to stimulate lead generation for your practice. The second thing is use the book as a platform for speaking. The more you speak, the more visibility you have in your community, the more people know about you, the more people talk about you, the more referrals that are created. Well, you may not speak currently. You may have no idea what you would speak about. Well, guess what? Your book gives you an answer to both. Your book is a fabulous platform to speak on, and if you don't know what you're going to talk about the book. And then once you are done with your presentation, many people are going to be very interested in what you have to say, and they'll gladly walk to the back of the room to meet with you and, of course, purchase a copy of your book. Another way to use your book is really to become a darling of the media. Every single attorney would like positive publicity, and every single attorney, I can promise you, is not getting nearly as much as they would like. If there's anybody on this podcast right now that says, oh my gosh, I'm getting so much free publicity, I just don't know how to handle it, I'd like to meet that person, because it's not happening. And the reason is, most business people are very bad at giving the media something good to talk about. And the media only wants to talk about something good. So how do you give them something good? Well, it's not sending out a press release and saying, we just won this case, landmark verdict, here's what we were able to do for our clients. Most of the time, that's not going to get picked up in the news unless it's a famous federal case. So you've got a book. You're the author of a very specific topic. You're an expert on a topic. Use that as a platform to get radio interviews. Use that as a platform to be interviewed on TV and certainly in newsprint and magazines in your local community. Giving the media something good to talk about, which is a book that just came off the press, is a fabulous way to get people talking about you. So I could go on and on and on, John, but certainly lead generation, using the book as a platform for speaking, and then using the book to get publicity opportunities are three what I'll call low-hanging fruit opportunities for an attorney that's an author to market and grow their practice with their book.
Great concepts. But let's, with the lawyers on the call, they're thinking, they've been conditioned their entire career to think that it's all about themselves and promoting all of the big verdicts and settlements that they've had. The problem really there is that every lawyer is doing the same thing, and the consumer or the injury victim has no way to differentiate between one lawyer to the next, to who's actually better or who's incompetent. And a book is a total mindset change for the attorney. How do you get potential authors to get past that mindset, the conditioning that they've had, that they have to talk about themselves instead of the book?
Yeah, it's a great question. And unfortunately, law school did a lot of great service to you, but it also did a lot of disservice, because it created these perceptions in your mind that probably just aren't true. And John, you hit the nail on the head, is that, again, in a sea of black and white, everybody sees you as just like everybody else. And so if you're talking about the verdicts and the cases, well, that's exactly what your 250 other competitors are talking about too. Given the choice, a customer will always pick the author over a non-author. If all else is equal, they'll always go with the author. And so the consumer sees you as equal. The consumer sees you as apples to apples, because you've not given them anything better to make a decision based upon. So by being the author of a book, you give them more material. You give them something that makes you an orange in a sea of apples. Now, to your question, to the attorneys on the call, how do you guys make that mind shift? Well, the first thing I would say is it's a whole lot easier to promote a book than to promote your practice, because society is used to authors going on book tours and being interviewed on the Today Show and talking about their new book that's just come out. So that's natural. Consumers expect you to be talking about your book. But talking about your business and talking about the cases that you've recently won or that you've just taken on, the truth is that's kind of boring. And there's not much sex appeal to that. And consumers are looking to engage with people that have something interesting going on, have something interesting to say, and have some sex appeal. So I would say to all of the attorneys on the phone, first and foremost, writing and publishing a book is quicker and easier than you think. But secondly, if you can make the leap and become an author, what you'll find is that your marketing becomes so much easier. You now have a core message that's dramatically different than everything that all of your competitors are saying, and it really does put you in a category of one.
And Adam, you said that it's easier and quicker than you really think. So, because a lot of people would be saying, well, how am I going to find time to write a book? I don't know anything about this. How would I get a company like yours to publish my book? Where am I going to find the time for all this? What would be your answer to that?
Well, that's the number one objection that every professional has as to why they have not written and published a book as of yet. And the answer is, I don't have the time to write a book. And listen, I completely understand. I have a number of very close friends that are partners in law firms or own their own firm, and it is a full-time job plus another 20 or 30% on top of that, not to mention your family and the obligations that come with your family and all the other things. There simply isn't time for most people. The average author that sits down and writes a book, John, will spend about 200 hours doing that. And I can hear the freak outs on the phone right now saying, holy smokes, I don't have 200 hours to write a book. Well, I know you don't, and I don't either, truthfully. So what we've done at Advantage is we've pioneered a concept and a program called Talk Your Book. Talk Your Book is for the ADD entrepreneur or attorney that wants a book but simply doesn't have the time or the inclination to do it. And here's the concept that's very, very simple. It takes you about an hour to write 500 words if you're simply sitting down and writing. You can speak about 5,000 words in an hour. So you can speak 10 times faster than you can write. And the reason is you don't self-edit when you talk. But when you write a couple of sentences, you stop, you read through it, you make a couple of changes, and then you go on. So the key here, John, the secret is to talk your content rather than write your content. Now, you could certainly try to do this on your own. Many authors do, and there's no problem. Advantage, we've crafted a very unique process where we sit down with an author. We help them create an outline, a table of contents, and a blueprint for what their book's going to look like. Because a lot of the people listening to this podcast are saying, yeah, I'd like to do a book, but if you get them to describe that book in explicit detail, they probably can't tell you. So what we do is try to take your big idea and then chunk that down into the actual outline of a book. And once we have one created for you, if everything is working well and there's green lights on all sides, then we'll say, okay, let's work together and let's make this book a reality. And the editor that we assign to work with you will interview you over the phone for about 8 to 10 hours total. And that's probably in 5 or 6 or 7 different phone calls. Each one of those phone calls and those interviews is going to be recorded. The recordings are transcribed, and then the transcripts are developmentally edited into the first draft of a manuscript. Now we have something to work with. And then your editor, after that developmentally edited manuscript is complete, your editor will work with you to massage, to edit, to improve the book, to get it to final manuscript form so it can be published. So if the average author will invest 200 hours of their own time writing the book, an author that invests time with Talk Your Book is looking at about 20 hours to 30 hours at the most. So what we do is cut out 85 to 90% of the time that it takes to do a book. We completely eliminate that time because for most attorneys on this call, you know, your billable rate per hour is in the hundreds of dollars. And so the cost to sit down and write a book is so extremely high to you that using a more innovative method like Talk Your Book, where you can get it done so much quicker, not only does it save you money, but it also is more enjoyable and more fun.
A great explanation, and you're right, that makes it much easier. But can you take our listeners through also, once you get this book done and you have a great team of editors, graphic designers at Advantage Media, one thing that's so impressive about Advantage Media is what happens after you have the book and the entire team that's available to sort of educate the author on using the book for business growth and marketing. Can you comment on that?
Well, you know, we feel, John, we have two jobs. The first job is to help our authors write and publish a book that is highly professional and looks as good as any book that you'd find in a bookstore. So job number one is to build a book for you that you're immensely proud of, that your competitors are jealous of, and that the marketplace says, holy smokes, that is a darn good looking book. And it's a well-written book, too. So that's job one, which we just talked about. The second job that we have is to help our authors create a strategy to monetize and market the book to grow their practice. So it's great to have a book, but if you don't do anything with the book, then it's not all that beneficial. And John, you're one of the few authors that have taken your book and just put it into overdrive in terms of how you're effectively and proactively using it. So you're an example that all of the people on this podcast should try to emulate. But what we're doing is providing you support to get the most mileage out of the book. And that support is in a couple of different ways. The first thing that we're going to do with every author that we work with is we're going to sit down with them and we're going to help them craft a strategy. So depending upon your definition of success, you know, what do you want the book to accomplish for you? Perhaps it's getting more clients. Perhaps it's getting media attention. Perhaps it is dramatically differentiating you in your community. Then we're going to provide you with ideas and concrete steps that you can take to accomplish just that. In addition to that, we have a marketing team at Advantage, and we have a catalog of marketing services that we can perform on your behalf if you wish. Those services are a la carte, so you don't invest for or have us do something that doesn't directly benefit you or help you accomplish your definition of success, but we've got a lot of resources available. And then the final thing is every single month, we're interviewing successful authors. Every single month we're sending out newsletters. Every quarter we have a magazine. And we have a pretty robust marketing toolkit that we give to all of our authors so they can do it themselves. Most of our authors would gladly market and promote the book themselves. They just don't know where to start, and they don't know what to do. And so what we've tried to do is build a toolkit and a blueprint that you can follow so you can do it yourself and you can be well on your way to achieving an ROI on the book that you've recently done.
Okay, just two final points I'd like to hit on. One is the mindset for new authors about using the book to grow their business, because a lot of authors would say, I need to sell this book, I've got to make money from the sales of the book. And Dan Kennedy, his most popular book is called The Ultimate Sales Letter that he wrote in 1981. It's been through four or five editions. And I was very surprised to hear him say once that he's only made about $50,000 from the actual sale of the book. And most people would be stunned by this. This is a well-known author with a lot of success, a leader in the industry of direct response marketing. And what is your take on that? That, you know, what should authors be in this for, to make money from the sale of their book or simply to grow their practice?
Well, John, that's the classic question. You mentioned the book that Dan Kennedy and I have just recently released. It's titled Book the Business, How to Make Big Money with Your Book Without Even Selling a Single Copy. And it's a fabulous book for an author or somebody that's even thinking about doing a book. And it's available on Amazon and everywhere books are sold. But the point that Dan and I try to make in the book is simply that the worst way to make money as an author is by selling copies of your book in a bookstore. Because here's how the math works. Let's take an attorney listening to this podcast, and let's just assume that a good client to your practice could be worth $20,000. Now, if you were going to go sell your book in Barnes & Noble or even on Amazon, at the most, you're going to make $3 or $4 per book as a royalty. Because the truth is, you've got to pay for the printing, you've got to pay for the shipping, and Amazon takes about 50% of the money, or Barnes & Noble for that matter. So it's really hard to make a lot of money selling books. So let's say, just to make our math real easy, John, every time somebody buys your book on Amazon, you make $5. Well, if you want to make $20,000, you've got to sell 4,000 copies of your book. The average book in its lifetime sells less than 2,000 copies. And that's not in the first month or the first year. That's in the lifetime of the book. So let me ask you this. Do you think it's easier to use a book to get one new client into your law practice, or do you think it's easier to sell 4,000 copies of your book? Well, the answer for most, and when I say most, I mean 99.9%, the answer for most is that, gee, if they can get one or two or three new clients into their law practice, they've more than paid for their book. And the truth is, if you don't think you can get one or two or three new clients into your law practice as a result of having a book, then don't do it. Don't do it. But the many different ways, John, that you've successfully used your book, the many different ways that we teach at Advantage, the many different ways that are in the book that Dan Kennedy and I have written, you know, we have some authors that have gotten dozens into the hundreds of new clients into their business as a result of their book. And these are clients that are worth thousands to tens of thousands of dollars to that business on an annual basis. We have one professional, he's a doctor, and he wrote and published a book, and he generated 650 new patients over a 12-month period into his medical practice as a result of the book. And each patient was spending on average $8,500. So you can do the math there, but there's so many other examples. So think about using the book. Think about the invisible income streams from the book, speaking, publicity, lead generation, and new customers. Think about what all of those things are worth, because the truth is they add up to a significant amount of money and typically far more than you'll ever make selling copies of your book in a bookstore.
Great explanation. So the final thing I want to ask you, Adam, is in your book, Book the Business, you say that the business growth through a book is a marathon, not a sprint. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, so here's the great thing about this. For anybody on the call saying, gee, I don't even know what it costs to do a book, but I just don't know that I have that kind of money. Well, what I want you to do is look at a book as a marketing asset, and I want you to amortize that marketing asset over the next 10 years. Because if you write and publish a book today, if you're smart, you're going to be using that book in your marketing, not just today and tomorrow, not just next month, not just next year, but for the rest of your professional career. That doesn't mean that you might not decide to do another book. That doesn't mean that you may not decide to revise and update your current book. But when you amortize the investment of a book over the life of your professional career, what we find is that a book is oftentimes the most cost-effective and the cheapest marketing tool. It's cheaper than running advertising. It's cheaper than sending direct mail. And when you get direct mail, you open your mailbox, you open your mail over the trash can. And so most of it goes just straight into the trash. Whereas a book is a treasured item that people don't throw away. Whether you read a book or not isn't the point, but you certainly don't throw it away. You put it on your bookshelf or your coffee table, or in a worst case, you give the book to a friend. But we don't throw away books. And so doing a book is a marathon, not a sprint, in the sense that I want you to think about using this book for the next 10 years of your career, not just for tomorrow and next month. The second thing is marketing your book is a marathon, not a sprint, which means that the authors that are able to get the highest return on investment from a book are those that consistently and proactively use the book as part of the marketing mix of their law practice for not just today and tomorrow, but for years and years and years to come.
Now, Adam, that great explanation. If one of the attorneys listening to this call would like to speak with you or Advantage Media about a book, how would they go about contacting you?
So the first resource, John, would be to visit our website, which is advantagefamily.com, advantagefamily, FAMILY.com. If somebody's listening to this podcast, they can also contact me directly. My name is Adam Witty, W-I-T-T-Y, and my email address is awitty, A-W-I-T-T-Y, at advantageww.com, advantageww.com. And let me also give John a phone number. That phone number is 843-414-5600. Again, 843-414-5600. And I or a member of my team would be happy to talk to any of your listeners. We'd be happy to mail you an information pack and speak to you about how we might be able to help make your book dream become a reality.
Excellent. Adam, one thing I just want to share with you, I've published two books, one book before I worked with your company, and I can tell you that your company took it to a whole different level in terms of the whole package, not simply editing and graphic design, but the entire package. It was a pleasure to deal with every person at Advantage Media. You've put together a fantastic team, and I couldn't recommend you higher to any attorney, not just using a book, but using Advantage Media. So thank you for taking the time for today's podcast.
John, it's my pleasure, and let me just say that there's nothing that fills my heart more than to hear that, but also to hear that knowing that the book is working in your practice exactly as we had prescribed. And the reason why you're so excited about the book, I know, is because it works, and it's getting results for your practice. And that makes me happier than you can possibly know, because our job as a publishing house is not only to create great books, but to help you grow your practice with the book. And you've done an exceptional job at that.
Well, thanks to your help and thanks to your company's help. It's been tremendous to work with you. So thank you again.
John, it's my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome.